Rocky View Schools, RVs, is facing a big discussion about where 9 new modular classrooms should be placed within the division that has schools bursting at its seams. Alberta Education recently approved 9 new modular units and a relocation, which is a far cry from the original request made by RVs on November 2. That request included 22 new modular classrooms, 12 classroom relocations, and 1 washroom relocation. This would have added units to 11 RVs schools, instead of just 2. In all cases where we were asking to put them were schools that were at 100% capacity, next year or the year after, said RV Superintendent Greg Luterbach at the recent RVs Board of Trustees meeting. This isn't a wish list. This isn't about it being nice to have. These are about schools that are at 100% and in high need of additional temporary space until new schools are built in the community. Their capital plan shows that RVs has over 400 modular classrooms, which equates to about 1 in 3 students being taught in a modular classroom. A letter from Alberta Education on March 14 approved 6 new modular classrooms at Northcote Prairie School in Airdrie and 3 at Fireside School in Cochrane. A washroom unit from Airdrie's Heron School was approved to be relocated to Northcote Prairie School. Now we have to go back and figure out where best to put those 9, and the government has been willing to entertain that conversation and adjust the list based on what school divisions have felt to be the highest need, Luterbach said. RV's administration plans to review the approvals and consider asking to alter the final locations for the new and relocated units as per the accommodation pressures, new enrollment projections, and the outcome of the Balancing Airdrie Student Spaces consultation. Ward 3 trustee Melissa Bowen said it's disappointing to see the province approve only 10 units, including the relocation. Modular classrooms previously needed in Langdon and Indus are now underutilized due to the opening of Langdon's Horseshoe Crossing High School, she said. Bowen questioned why those units aren't being relocated to schools that desperately need the space. I would like us to consider, as a board, putting that question back to the government and asking why are you not willing to fund the move of these modulars that we know are going to be sitting empty in our division that desperately needs space? She questioned. Ward 4 trustee Norma Lang agreed with Bowen. She questioned why they wouldn't be allowed to move 8 modular classrooms from Langdon, 2 from Indus, and 2 from the province to schools that need more space. Ward 3 trustee Fred Burley then asked about the difference in cost between a new modular unit and moving one. While RVs doesn't procure modular units, Luterbach speculated that a new unit costs around $450,000 to buy and set up, while moving one would cost around $250,000. Luterbach said relocation would better utilize empty units but it wouldn't add student space to RVs. Burley questioned if RVs could turn down 2 units for Northcote Prairie and instead move 4 underutilized units from schools in the east. I think that is the conversation we're going to have, Luterbach said. An approval to change the request requires some time. According to Luterbach, units typically don't arrive until well into the new school year and expects them to be in service by Remembrance Day. The province will pay for 100% of the reasonable costs to deliver and set up each classroom, but the construction of any link, if required, will be at the expense of the school division. RVs must maintain and insure all modular units. Aside from what was approved, the initial request included 2 relocations to A.E. Bowers in Airdrie, 2 new units at Heron's Crossing in Airdrie, 4 relocations to Chestermere High, 2 relocations and surplus units to George McDougall in Airdrie, 1 new unit and surplus unit to Cochrane High, 2 relocations to Cochrane Christian Academy, 2 relocations to Springbank Middle, 2 new units to W.G. Murdoch in Crossfield, and 8 new units to W.H. Croxford in Airdrie.